Discovery of a new human species that defies common wisdom. That's the headline I just saw and obviously clicked through with my hopes up. Are we finally on the cusp of recognizing Homo contemporaris, contemporary human, for the evolutionary aberration that it is, defying all common sense and wisdom? Alas, no. It was just about the Denisovan etc. whatever. What a letdown. So I'll go on a tangent to alleviate my disappointment. First of all, let's tackle common sense, common wisdom. Why is it common? It's common exactly for the reason that it is rooted in something non-specific to anyone's particular concerns. It is rooted in primaries, in the more elementary aspects and dynamics of our reality. It makes sense to everyone, or so it should, and that's why it is common. Then, yes, the glaring contrast between modern human and our ancestors, the people of the good old days. What set them apart? There is no inherent merit in anything old. Let bygones be bygones. However, what they had in their symbols, in their culture, whether as the elements of nature in a polytheistic framing or any other system of belief and understanding, negotiating with the world, they were rooting themselves, framing their reality in something more fundamental, something more basic, essentially valid premises, and that made life make a lot more sense to everyone. In dramatic contrast, in our modern world, we do not have those common frames of reference anymore. Instead, we each individuate in our own quirky manners. Whatever that is your niche, you become the epitome of that. No matter how utterly disconnected it is from the rest of all of this, we create all of these aberrant manifestations that are essentially the becomings of a hallucination. Why do we do that? We do that simply as a matter of developing, asserting, affirming whatever sort of ego and identity that is still available on the marketplace that makes us stand out. Okay, it's important. The modern human needs to stand out as something distinct, specific, unique in their own domains, no matter how absurd those domains may be. So by all means, churn your funny spins and become whatever it is that you seek to become. However, keep it rooted in common sense, in a framework of existence that works for everyone. Do not isolate, fragment yourself from it, rather integrate your distinctiveness. With that, you add beauty to the whole of all that we are. Thank you. Rediscover the next phase of evolution, the modern human that understands common sense. Live long and prosper.